this is the whole thing.
Saturday mornings, there's television you can enjoy right along with the kids. And we mean Shining Time Station with Ringo Starr, and Long Ago and Far Away. Gentle stories, lessons to live by, and timeless fables and fairy tales you can enjoy and talk about. Want to have a look tomorrow at night.
Johnny Costa, the white art
tape. For this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Sears
Roebuck
Foundation.
And the Children's Program Fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This was before.
PBS logo.
I know you like this.
No, I don't like that at all. That's a PBS logo.
The people who gave the money to make
Classic
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
The Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Dead eye. There it is again.
I don't like that eye. There's no pupils. That scared the crap out of kids. Look at that!
Okay.
Look at this.
Explain that. Explain what we're seeing there.
We are seeing some kind of bumper for in-between shows for PBS, and it says the U.S. Constitution. Next on MET?
That says MET.
Is that NET?
Maybe that's National.
National.
No, it's not National Education Television. That's National Education
and
Television.
And so there's some kind of weird 70s vector art. With, like, maybe the Lincoln Memorial or whatever that's supposed to be.
Maybe
or where the Supreme Court meets.
Uh-huh, and there's the preamble.
Yeah,
the
and then down here they got, like, people protesting on the very bottom screen.
And there's silhouettes.
It's silhouettes.
Jason has a problem with silhouettes, I think.
I do. Look at that. They're not even in proportion.
I know.
They're bigger and smaller
than the
other.
Now, what is this over here? Oh, that's a candle. That's like a candle holder.
Oh, for a second, it was like people
They're
yelling.
They're burning the Constitution.
Hey.
Maybe these are communists.
Yeah. But for a split second, these look like silhouettes of people yelling
they do
at each other.
Yeah.
I bet they did that on purpose. That looks like some kind of weird 70s.
What kind of art did you call that? Vector art?
Vector.
What is that?
It's like... I'll show it to you later.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
But that's weird.
Yes, weird. Well, let's continue because I know that really bothers
me. It's like some kind of weird 70s textbook that your school's too poor to get new books, so they give you something from the 70s.
Welcome to Oklahoma. Thanks, Mary Fallon.
Mary Failing.
It just
stays there so long with the buzz. I don't like that at all.
That's like the blue screen with the numbers in the screen. Now look at this.
I don't like that either. It says, what's that say?
Eureka.
Next on MET, the National.
And a confused rainbow.
Yes, I don't like
now
that either.
Oh.
Pause it. This really bothered me. The ocean, those people just standing there.
Yeah. Let's go back.
Look at those people. Look at them. This is the longest bumper in the world, too. Levin, New Hampshire, public television. I can't read the rest. What's it say?
WENH 11, Durham, WEKW 52, Keene, KEENE.
Where are those people looking at?
KEANE, I can't read.
Why are they all right there by the seawall? Why? Why, Stephen? Why? What is going on? Those people technically probably not alive anymore.
Well, I don't know.
Why?
Maybe they were waiting for the seawall to breach.
Every time I see this...
Maybe that's what happened after they turned the camera off.
Probably happened. Every time I see this whole clip, I think I'm a young black woman with a tank top in Philadelphia at a poor junior high school. That's what I feel like when I watch this.
When did you see this?
I think I was cruising the internet probably not too long after you showed it to me.
Yeah.
Because I was looking up, you know, that the blue screen. What, you know, I was going to do that
the
for
Fred
my...
Fred Rogers, yeah.
I was going to do that. I did that for my...
You did that on your Hot Wheels
channel. Hot Wheels videos. The people who watch you, the ILC, are James Clement, 3D Bot Maker, and they're Sears and No Bucks out there.
Sears No Bucks.
So, and then I was like, what is this? Why is this so long? Why is this bumper so long? Then I started watching this, and now I go to the very last.
Okay, it continues.
The very last bumper here. Oh, what? Why?
What the hell?
What happened? That is not Jim Henson approved. It was Sesame Street.
I didn't pause it. I thought I had it paused.
With, like, the weirdest drawing of Ernie. Why is Ernie drawn like that? And what is he looking at or holding? What is that?
I don't know. That's terrible. And look at his arm's not even proportional.
I know. It's like he's picking the egg right out of that dodo bird's butt. That's not.
Didn't I see your picture on a box of cornflakes?
Oh, that's a cool open. We talk about that. We'll do that next time, too. But look at that. This is horrible.
That's terrible. That's like now. That's like how I would draw Ernie.
Yeah. Okay.
And it just starts. It's
that's what when you go to hell. That's what Sesame Street on TV looks like.
I don't know if he's grabbing behind the chicken.
No, he's grabbing in the chicken.
It looks like he's doing this. Like, I mean,
yeah. Steven just said, like, he's sticking his finger up the chicken's booty.
And he's holding the egg.
And he's all, look, I found. Oh, wait, no. You found me.
Didn't Ernie have a thing? Didn't he like chickens?
Rubber ducks.
Rubber ducks, yeah, that's right. Rubber ducky.
I do, always did like Ernie's sweater, though.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. I used to have a stuffed Bert, and it was kind of made out of a coarse fabric. It was a long time ago when I was little, but I had a Bert. I remember I had a burnt.
Yeah, I don't think I had a burnt. Man.
I had a burnt.
This is the worst bumpers ever that PBS could have made.
That's the whole
shmear. Oh, I don't like those silhouettes. So. Like I said, I feel like a young, underprivileged black girl with a tank top.
What are you talking about? You are an underprivileged black girl with a tank top in the 70s.
Alright, that's the cold
open. That whole thing.
Alright, what do we call this podcast, Steven?
Alright, friends, this is Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs.
The 8-minute cold open.
That's alright. Have a hate of music.
You don't have a hate.
You don't have a hate.
Pat Buttram. Alright, tonight is Wake Up Sleepyhead. So what we do in separate houses when we wake up, Steven will jot down the first song he thinks of.
Here, take the shovel.
And then I note down in my head the song I've heard. So I'll let Steven go first. What song did you wake up to this week?
Okay.
Song. Not every song, but one song you woke up to this week.
Yes. Well, as we
is it John Lee Hooker?
It's not John Lee Hooker, but it's another.
Are you familiar with Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yes. I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears, actually.
Blood, Sweat, and Poop.
Blood, Sweat, and Poop, and Tears. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Poop.
I've had that the other day.
Oh, God. A few weeks ago, I...
never mind. He still has the Wilsons.
Never mind. Oh. I was... Well, let's see. That'd be 3 weeks now. I was very sick.
We were about sick about the same time, actually.
Yeah, we were. Well, what was it I called the diarrhea? Was that the Franklin's?
Yeah, and I had a Tiffany's.
Yeah, Tiffany's.
I also had a toothache, the Tiffany's. I think that was the Tiffany. We got so many different names for our illnesses.
We can't keep track.
All right, what'd you wake up to, fool?
You have help. Okay, now as we do on this on the Wake Up Flippy Head, we just play the song. So
that's right.
That's what I'm going to do.
We're kind of just doing that for everything.
That's right. Now you had said John Lee Hooker. This is not John Lee Hooker, but this is another guy who is known by all three of his names. So here it is.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
Billy shot him in the backseat of a Lincoln limousine. Was a great, great leader by the name of Kennedy. He fought for right and freedom, tried to keep this nation clean. They shot him in the backseat of the Lincoln limousine. and the world right in his hand. But a $20 rifle took the life of this great man. He had a lovely wife and two children seldom seen, but they shot him in the backseat of a Lincoln limousine. Billy shot him out in Texas, where the longhorn cattle roam. Oh Lord, it would have been better if he had stayed at home. This nation is a great place, but one fact still remains, that they shot our president in the backseat of a limousine. Yeah, they shot him in the backseat of a Lincoln limousine. Was a great, great leader by the name of Kennedy. He fought for right and freedom, trying to keep this nation clean. But they shot him in the backseat of the Lincoln limousine. Now this man, he did not die upon a far and distant shore. He died in Dallas, Texas, a place not known for war. This country is supposed to be the land of the brave and free, but they shot him in the backseat of a Lincoln limousine. Now the moral of the story, that it really has no end. It goes to show you never know who's your enemy or your friend. Still they shot him in the backseat of a Lincoln limousine. He was the great, great leader by the name of Kennedy. He fought for right and freedom, tried to keep this nation clean. But they shot him in the backseat of that Lincoln limousine.
Well, yeah, I really like that song.
Yeah.
But I must say, and that's a great song, I bet you're the only man in this whole universe who woke up to that song.
I'm sure that I was.
Very clever lyrics.
Yeah, that was, of course, that was Jerry Lee Lewis. That was a piece called Lincoln Limousine from his 1966 album Memphis Beat, which was released on the Smash.
Smash.
Smirsh. Smirsh Bursh.
Smirsh Bursh. That's all spun.
I popped the balloon.
James.
Yeah. We have nothing to declare but a cello.
Cello.
Damn good James Bond movie.
Yeah, one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Before he became Dracula.
Yeah.
And a License to Kill.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Living Daylights is definitely one of my top favorites.
Yes.
I love that movie.
That is.
That's a great
weak,
film.
Weak Felix Leiter.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, yeah. Back to that.
What happened? Did he just get done hanging out with Janet, Chrissy, and Jack or something?
I know. I think that's what they were trying to go for.
I think they were too.
Anyway.
But yeah,
and he was wearing a Members Only jacket,
I
too.
Know.
Dated.
Well, very much so.
Even when you, back then when you wore them.
Yeah, back in 87.
Have one, when I was in second grade,
oh,
though.
Did?
Yeah, second grade. I was a kid, though.
Well, that's true. But, yes, this was a...
He's yawning. He's yawning.
No, I'm Steven. This was a... again, let me reiterate. We get off track. In case you all don't know what in the hell's going on, we just listened to Lincoln Limousine by Jerry Lee Lewis. From his 1966 smash album, Memphis Beat. The album was recorded in 1963, 65, and 66.
Wow.
I'm going to read you a little information here. This is horrible. More than half the songs on Memphis Beat were recorded on January 5th and 6th, 1966, at Phillips Studio in Memphis. The remaining selections were taken from a rare New York City session 8 months earlier and Lewis' earliest sessions at Smash in 1963.
Smash, smash.
Thank you. The album includes a rare Lewis original called Lincoln Limousine, a garbled tribute to John F. Kennedy.
Garbled? Why is that called garbled?
I don't know. In his book, Jerry Lee Lewis, Lost and Found, Joe Bonomo calls the track simply weird. So ambiguous and amateurishly written that it's impossible to determine exactly what motivated him to write it.
They didn't like it?
Yeah, they trashed the song.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like,
Like, okay, you don't think of Jerry Lee Lewis as the sort of guy who would be singing a song about social consciousness, or in that case, you know, JFK's assassination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the man who does Great Balls of Fire and a whole lot of shaking going on.
To me, that's his tribute. His it take is. To John F. Kennedy.
It is. That may be, you know.
He, I'm going to throw your iPhone away. I don't like what they're
writing. I don't either. I totally disagree.
You don't have an iPhone anymore.
I totally disagree. I totally disagree with that.
I did too.
That was, you know, that was maybe what he felt following the assassination, because that just shook the entire country to its core.
Smash, bash. I mean, that's his take.
I know. I don't agree with that at all.
People, critics are dumb.
Yeah, critics are stupid. They have, that's why they're critics, because they're critical of everything.
Silly critics.
You know,
you're stupid.
I know it. I know. I think it's a great song. I love it. That's Jerry Lee Lewis singing about JFK. I love Jerry Lee and I love JFK.
Yeah,
I think it's
awesome.
Great. It's like you know, when I first heard Ray Charles, which I still need to play this for you, his version of Abraham, Martin, and John.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
There's nothing weird about that.
No.
I could see those guys writing a blurb about if I released Rest in Peace Cookies, you know, with my little tag with Kennedy in it.
Yeah.
They could write that then, but not with that one.
I know. I love that song.
I do too.
When I first...
Is it on the iTunes?
You know, it is. I didn't think it was.
Oh. Or did you just play that off YouTube?
No, I downloaded it the other day.
Oh, that was just the
album. I just took a wild stab. I said, well, let me see if it's on here. And sure enough, it pulled up the album. I was like, really? This is great. Because you, Jason, I don't know if you remember.
Smash, smash!
A couple years ago, for Christmas, 2015, you know, I got those two box sets.
Yes.
And that was the box set that I heard his great version of Just Dropped In,
mm-hmm.
to see what
condition
he played
that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that was good. I forgot
and
that.
I sure miss those good old times.
I love that.
I do, too.
I did that on retrospective.
Yes, you did, on the retro schmersh bursh. But, I lost my train of thought. Okay, when I got the box set, there I was just looking through the disc of the track listing on Lincoln Limousine. I immediately thought, well, that's just gonna be another damn car song. I'll probably skip past it.
Oh, so that's the first time you heard it on the disc?
Yeah,
disc.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's a car song.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then he said, "Well, they shot him in the backseat of a Lincoln Limousine." I was like, "That's Kennedy."
Yeah.
I knew exactly. I was like,
so
"This is cool."
This song's somewhat new then to you.
Fairly, yes.
Couple years, not
fairly.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I apologize. I shouldn't have said a damn car song, but you know, there's lots of car songs.
Well,
now.
Yeah.
And I can see,
and they're not good too.
Yeah, I can see Jerry Lee Lewis doing car songs.
Oh, wow.
He's from that time, that era, the 50s.
That's stupid songs like that, beach songs that are about cars. You
mm-hmm.
know,
boring.
Yeah. I love cars, but I don't like all
that's
those.
That's why I apologize, because I thought, 50 man, I car, might have
some, yeah, they're Hot Rod Lincoln. I think
mm-hmm.
that's a song.
Yeah. Hot Rod Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. And that song called Beep Beep, that's a car song.
Oh, that's a corny song. That's corn.
I've heard
pure, that's just corn.
So many times.
Con.
But that's about a car that people don't even know about anymore. Nash Rambler.
Con.
Anyway, that was a good song. I like it. I don't care what those critics say.
Con, yeah, me too. I think it's a great. It's it's Jerry Lee Lewis paying tribute to one of my favorite presidents, one of my favorite piano players paying tribute to one of my favorite presidents. That's all right with me.
What'd
I
you,
love it.
Train subject real fast. What did you think about my little tribute to John F. Kennedy?
I thought it was hilarious once I figured out what you were singing in the lyrics.
I said, I'm not going to sing it because I can't really sing, but I'm going to say it. I said, we went to the Dailies, and you weren't there. Some man named Oswald shot you dead. Rest in peace, cookies. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, cookies. Forever sleep. So that's my little tribute to him.
You also paid tribute to Lincoln.
Yes.
To the Peterson, wasn't it?
No, we went to the Fords.
Went to the Fords, that's right.
I went to the Fords, but you weren't there.
How come I didn't get to go?
Okay, we went to the Fords.
Thank you.
And you weren't there. You were at the Petersons, resting your head. Or resting in bed. I've kind of flip-flopped on that.
Sadly, he was.
Yeah. So that's a little...
And we just observed
I wrote that around that same time, and you mentioned it. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, 2015, 16. we just observed the, well, I don't think there was hardly an observance at all, but the 153rd anniversary of the Lincoln assassination was just recently on April the 14th.
You know, how much longer in time will we people still talk about that? We don't talk about, hey, this is the 500th anniversary of when Caesar got murdered.
Yeah, yeah, the Ides of March. I know.
We should take that up. March has already happened, but
yeah. Well, I always kind of think of the March of Ides on the 15th.
Is that what it is?
Uh huh.
Okay. Well, next year we'll observe that. What was it? We'll play all Roman songs.
The 22 senators that. Or was it 20? I can't remember.
Et tu, Brute?
Yeah, he was stabbed. Well, dozens
actually,
of times.
They actually taught me that in school in third grade, and I was fascinated. I went through a little Roman era.
I did too. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got a sponsor?
I don't, but do you?
No.
Okay, well.
I wasn't thinking.
Well, I wasn't either. I can find a sponsor.
What are you looking up?
I was going to look up Julius Caesar's assassination.
I'll do it.
Well, how can I do that if I'm looking up his sponsor?
I don't know.
I don't either. Let's see.
Well, okay, here's a sponsor. You look up Julius Caesar. I'll look up a sponsor. I'll tell you a sponsor. I'll just say it. I want you guys to go down to Hot Dog City and watch a 6 o'clock news.
Okay.
Hot Dog City, 6 o'clock news.
Well, that's nice. Let me see here. Can I find that?
Ancient Discoveries.
Thanks.
Kmart Discoveries. Naked Discoveries.
Everybody talking about.
I lost my shoes.
Thank you very much. Well, poop. Maybe I don't have anything. Well, that was our sponsor. Okay, I was going to look up Julius Caesar's assassination.
Do it. Do it. I was at the Senate and you were there. 22 senators stabbed you dead. Rest in peace, cookies. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, cookies, forever.
The physician who performed an autopsy on Caesar established that only one wound, the second one to his chest that pierced his aorta, had been fatal. Only one wound was fatal.
Wow.
This autopsy report, the earliest known postmortem in history, describes that Caesar's death was mostly attributable to the blood loss from the stab wounds. And, of course, Caesar was killed at the base of the Theater of Pompeii. Jumbo Pompeii. I may not be a smart man, but Jumbo Pompeii. So stupid.
Man, we haven't said that in a long time.
I know, but gosh, it's hilarious.
All right, so it's my turn now.
It is.
What are we doing, Wake Up Sleepy
Head? This is Wake Up Sleepy Head.
Okay, I forgot. We're talking about Caesar.
Funny music from Mr. Rogers again?
Nah. Oh,
man.
All right, this is a horrible song to wake up to. Ready?
Okay.
You don't need no information. Everybody knows this song. Here we go.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Thank you.
So that was the theme to The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horrible song to wake up to.
Well, I think what happened not too long ago.
What happened?
On the Amazon Prime, right? The where I could watch free TV. And The Duke's Hazard was on there. So I did watch the very first episode. And that's not a very good show.
I never thought it was.
It's the acting's really bad. I love the car, though. I must admit, everyone loves the car. But, yeah, that's kind of a weak show. And then I watched, I said, didn't they make some remake a movie? So I watched the, one of the remakes. I'm like, they make them like they're retarded. So
yeah, Rustin and I saw the remake. It had
it's
like
horrible.
Yeah, oh gosh,
they're all dopers and
I know
perverts and
yeah, it's like American Pie goes south. It was,
yeah,
it was,
wasn't.
It was
good.
Stupid.
And it, yeah, it had one of those American Pie guys on
it. I must admit, I had to go watch a lot of dumb films with Rustin. It's just the way it was.
It's what friends do. Mm-hmm. Friends do do do. What did I say while that song was playing?
Something about shit in my pants. I just don't know how.
I just don't know how. That's just a little bit more than my underwear allows.
That's great, Jason. I love that. That's hilarious.
I do like on this long version, it goes, Waylon says, my mama loves me, but she doesn't understand why they keep showing my hands, but not my face on TV. Because he's the narrator, the balladeer.
Yeah, he is.
And at the very beginning, they zoom in on his guitar.
Uh-huh. Did he sing that on there?
Uh-huh.
I didn't catch that. Yeah. That's clever.
So, yeah. So that's clever. I was doing that one line when he said that. So that's what I did.
That's probably
so they keep showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Clever. So, very clever.
Waylon Jennings, he's all right. I like him.
Yeah, my dad loved Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
He loved both of them. Waylon had a great voice.
Yeah, this ain't a good song to wake up to, though.
No. I must say, that's never been one of my favorite songs. I think the Waylon song I probably like the most is Luckenbach, Texas.
That's a great song. Yeah.
I love playing that, and I love singing that, too.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? It was something worthwhile.
You're going to say... what you're going to say.
Yeah.
So, if someone wanted to show your hands and not their face on TV, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, you can get a hold of me at my terrible email address, PPProfessor@gmail.com. And Jason, if that's a little too much for your underwear to allow, how can they get a hold of you?
Good night, sleepyheadshow@gmail.com.
Give me some marbles, all I need is marbles. Where's my marbles? I lost my marbles. My mom drives an SUV. My mom drives an SUV. My mom drives an SUV. My mom drives an SUV.